Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we adore you. Oh, we bless you today. We thank you that you are Jehovah, oh my God. Oh, Shalom, a peacemaker. Lord, we need peace in the earth realm. Peace today. Peace in our homes. Peace in our neighborhoods. Peace in our families. We need peace today like never before. Grant us peace that we need in our minds, oh God. Peace in our homes, oh God. Peace in the fathers, peace in the mothers, peace in the children, peace in the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the cousins of all of our families, oh God. And Lord, you know many people have lost loved ones. We lift them up before you today. We ask you for comfort and strength, oh God, for those who've lost loved ones in the name of Jesus. Whether it was the coronavirus or whatever it was, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh God, for comfort and strength. And Lord, we thank you this morning that you are with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, oh God. So Father, we cover, oh God, Bible Story Land with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that we are fully armored, fully equipped in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless you this morning. We come to give you praise and thanksgiving, to honor you this morning, oh God. What a mighty God you are. What a holy Father you are. It's truly no God great like you. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. Oh, yes, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. You're providing everything that we need for life and godliness. You are a great provider. You are Jehovah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Rapha, a mighty healer. Oh, God, you are healing people that need healing in their bodies. Even right now, you are moving by your spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, with the spirit of healing going forth. Lord, our land needs a healing, and we are thanking you for healing our land. We are thanking you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you today. We honor you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor today. You are a righteous God. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God. You are Jehovah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, omnipotent. You are most powerful God that we have had, that we have in the name of Jesus. You're the only true and living Father. Forgive us, Lord. We've served idol gods, knowingly or unknowingly, oh God. Oh, cleanse us, Father, like never before. Let a cleansing come to each one of us. Let a cleansing come in our homes. Let a cleansing come in our families. Let a cleansing come in our neighborhoods. Let a cleansing come in our cities, in our states, in our nations, oh God, all over the world. So, Father, even as it is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, we come thanking you for every child, oh, God, and we are your children as well. No matter what age we are, we are your children that you birthed into this earth realm. So, Father, we are thanking you that we are your people called by your name, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways. Oh, God, I thank you that you will hear our prayers and you are listening right now to our prayers, oh, God. And you promise, Lord God, that if we would turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear our prayers from heaven and you will heal our land. Oh, God, our land needs a healing in the name of Jesus. And we are thanking you for healing us, healing our land in the name of Jesus. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are mighty, mighty God, holy God, righteous King. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty, 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 mighty provider. You are providing life and godliness for us, oh God. We are thanking you this morning for everything that you're doing, everything that you are about to do. We give you praise and thanksgiving this morning. What a mighty God you are. What a great Father you are. You are loyal and you are faithful. Oh, we bless your name this morning. Oh, we praise you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are almighty. You are holy. Have your way in us this morning, O God. Have your way, Father. Oh, we bless you today. We praise your name. Oh, God, we just praise you and thank you. We thank you for the children, Lord. We thank you for their families, Lord. Comfort, strengthen, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland. It is Children's Day. We are excited. We have children on this morning. We are excited. Yes, Children's Day is an exciting day on Bible Storyland. We're giving the Lord thanksgiving, praise, and thanksgiving and honor this morning. Thank God for each of you all being on with us this morning. The Lord is moving, moving, moving. Yes, he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. And you know, his word says in Matthew 19:14, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So you know God is faithful. Yeah, he wants us to bring the children to him. Don't forget, bring the children to Jesus. Yes, he loves the children. He loves the children. He has great plans for their lives. He said, children, I know the plans I have for you. They are great plans, not evil plans, to bring you to your expected end. So I thank God that he has plans for the children and for all of us. What a mighty God we serve. He is faithful. He is faithful. And even when we think that he don't hear our prayers, oh, my God, he hear our inner prayers. When we can't utter a word, he hears us. So we are grateful today for each one of you on Bible Storyland. We thank God for you. Well, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. I'm going to ask her if she'll say a prayer for the children this morning. Good morning, Pastor Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister D. Doing great. God is so good. He's so good.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, he is. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God. Beside thee, there is none other. Lord, you made us. We didn't make ourselves. So this morning, we give you the honor. We give you the praise. We reverence your name. Lord, we know that we were made for your glory, Lord. So, Lord, with everything that's in us, we're going to lift up your name. Today, we ask a special blessing on the young people, Lord, on the children, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving us our children. We do know that they are gifts from you, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless them. We ask that you would keep them safe, Lord. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Lord, we love you so much. We can't thank you enough for what you have done in our lives, what you're doing right now, and what you're going to do. So, Lord, I ask you would bless the children, Lord. Keep them safe in your protective arms. Lord, we just thank you for them. We thank you for their lives, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you would help us to live before our children, Lord, so that they will know you, Lord, in the pardoning of their sins. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray this prayer for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the prayer. Thank you so much. We appreciate the prayer. We are grateful, oh God, for you, Pastor Donna Hawkins. We thank God for all the prayers, and we thank God for all of you who are on this morning. And we thank God for Bible Storyland this morning. So, we're going to continually praise and honor God this morning. You know, he's very faithful to us. Even when we're not aware of it, God is so faithful. So I'm going to ask this morning, Jackie Travis is on with us. We're going to ask her if she will sing a song of praise, and then I'm going to come back to Pastor Donna for her to give us a song of praise, and then Mother Fanny after that. So thank you. Jackie, you on? All right, she's got us on. She may be working with the patient right now, so I'm going to ask Mother Fanny. Jackie?
Go ahead. You can go ahead. Mother Fanny can go ahead. I'm trying to get
Okay, Mother Fanny, and then after that, Jackie, can you sing? Are you in a place you can sing?
Yes, I'm going to be able to, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Mother Fanny, will you sing a song? Hello, Mother Fanny?
Yes, hello.
Oh, okay, Mother Fanny, will you sing a song of praise today?
What'd you say?
Can you sing hallelujah for us this morning?
Oh, yeah, you want me to do it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my faith belongs to you. All of my faith belongs to you. All of my faith.
To you. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Mother Fanny is a young woman. She had a birthday. I think she turned 84 not too long ago. So we're thanking God for her abundant life. Oh, we thank God for the senior citizens and the children and everybody. What a great God we serve. He's a mighty God, a holy God, a faithful Father. And He loves us, His children. No matter what age we are, oh, we are thankful that God loves us. Yes, His love is everlasting for us, His children. So we thank God it's Children's Day today. Yes, Lord, it is Children's Day. Well, we got Jackie's going to sing. And then after Jackie, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins. Jackie, you ready? All right, she's still working. All right, Pastor Donna, can we switch off and come back?
I think I'm ready, Sister Jimmy. I think I'm ready.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Thank you.
All right, I'm over to Miss Fanny. Miss Fanny, Miss Maddie. Right. We're just going to sing this little light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go.
Oh, okay, all the kids kind of going.
everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine all in this place, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, shine in this place, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. All in this place, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. He gave to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, 'cause Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want, yeah. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The dog is liking your singing. We hear him in the background singing with you. Amen. Thank you so much, Jack. If you appreciate. Say that again.
Amen, Pierre, please. Oh, gosh. Yes, Pierre, he has a song with you.
All righty, all right. Well, we thank God for you. Bless you, my
okay,
dear.
Thank you.
Take care of your patients. All right, Pastor Donna, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a faithful God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth him. What a holy God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a holy God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a holy God we serve.
Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that. Yes, we serve a holy God. He's a mighty God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's still low. You can't get up no higher.
All right, I'm going to do my best, Mother. I'm sorry. So I thank God for the God that we serve. He's a mighty God. He's a holy God. He's a faithful God. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So we thank God for each of you this morning being on with us. You know he's that light that we need. He's that little, that light that we need. This little light of mine, we're going to let it shine. We're going to let the light shine through us that God put within us. So we thank God for our hallelujahs belong to God. Well, we are so grateful this morning. We have our One Lord family on with us this morning, and we thank God for them joining us every Children's Day. We thank God for our pastor, Pastor Jewel Baker. This morning we have Zach Baker on with us. Her grandson, he's going to sing a song. Oh, my God, he has an awesome voice. We thank God for him. Good morning, Zach. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Jean.
Good to hear your voice. We're grateful you're on. Go right ahead, baby.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Happiness is mine. Happiness is mine. Happiness today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine.
Amen. Amen. Victory is ours. Joy is ours today. So thank you so much, Zach. Oh, my God, you have an awesome voice. I thank God for you, even early in the morning. We are praising the Lord, thanking God for this is Children's Day today. We have Divine King on with us this morning. Divine, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, go right ahead, baby.
Today I'm going to be reading Psalms chapter 48, verse 1. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. I have read Psalms chapter 48, verse 1.
All right. Are you going to pray as well to my... I mean, Divine?
Yes.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning, putting food in our bodies and clothes on us and shoes and a house to stay in. And keep everybody safe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right, we have, I believe it's Demia. Sometimes I say her name incorrectly. Demia King, good morning.
Yes, she's ma'am. Good morning.
You're going to bring the word of God this morning. We thank God for you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So today, I am going to be talking about faith. But first, I am going to say the definition of what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But my definition of what faith is that you have to believe or trust in something or someone very strongly. And I'll go into the scripture, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And it reads, in all things whatsoever, ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So what this verse means is that let's say you are praying and you believe that you are going to get what you have prayed. For example, in my life, I have prayed for about getting a tablet in a case. And I have a tablet in a case. That's faith because I have believed that I will have a tablet in a case and that I have it. Another example is when I was doing the Black History Program contest and it was top three and I got chosen for top three. Now I'm going to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And it reads, so then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So what part of this means is that faith comes by hearing. Now I am going to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it reads, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What this verse means is that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Also, whoever believes in God, God is a rewarder. So whoever is seeking him every day, he will get rewarded. Now I'm going to Mark chapter 11, verses 22. through 24. And it reads, and Jesus answering him, saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what day soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So what verse 24 is saying is that when you pray and when you believe that you will receive, you will have it. Now I am going to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. And it reads, for by grace and ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. So what verse 8 means is that we are saved through faith, and it is a gift from God. Now I am going to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. And it reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 6 relies on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. The reason why verse 6 in Proverbs relies in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 is because it says, acknowledge him, and there will be a path, just like it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Now I'm going to James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. And it reads, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8, A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verse 6 is talking about being serious and not playing if you are trying to pray and believe and have trust. My last one is James chapter 2, verse 24. And it reads, ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. So what this verse means is that man now see how it works, not by faith only. To wrap it all up, we all know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you have to trust and believe in order to receive. And that's all I have.
Amen. Woo, that's all you have, baby. That was a power-packed message. You had a lot. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God, she really brought forth the mighty word. How old are you, baby? How old are you?
11.
11 years young. My God. Out of the mouth of babes, she gave scripture. She backed up the word. I thank God she prayed, she studied, she did her research, and I thank God that her parents are training her up in the way that she should go. What a powerful message. 11 years old. Oh, my God. I thank God for you, baby. You did an awesome job, Demia. I thank God for Zach, for Divine, and Demia. What a wonderful word. Well, we have Pastor Jewel Baker on with us for an encouraging word. We thank God for our pastor. Good morning, Pastor Baker. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. We bless the name of the Lord. We are so grateful that we are among the living. Amen. That we have life, health, and strength. Amen. That we are continuing on this journey no matter what come our way, no matter what. Hallelujah. Everything that we go through, amen, we are still on the battlefield for our Lord. We are still, my God, under the shadows of the Almighty God. And he has been good to us, and he is still blessing his children. He's still pouring out his spirit upon his sons and daughters. And for that alone, we can give God praise, honor, and glory. Amen. I just want to say to those that are on the line today, amen, be encouraged. Amen. We know that our God, hallelujah, is a promise keeper, and we definitely know him to be a way maker. And some of the things that are going on, amen, amen, we don't have to fear, we don't have to fret, and we don't have to worry, amen, because, amen, it's just as sure as it may come to us, amen. Our God said the weapons may form, but they shall not prosper. And so I bless God. I stand on that promise. Amen. The weapons may form, but they will not prosper. God bless you all. I love you all. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Jewel Baker. Oh, my God. I tell you what, she loves children, and children are always around her. They be hugging on her, loving on her, and she returns the love to them. She's training up the children at One Lord the way they should go. She's so encouraging to all of us. I thank God that she's on the battlefield for the Lord. Oh, God, I just appreciate you, Pastor Baker. I love you all so much, so much, so much. I know they don't have to go quite yet. I don't believe so. We thank God that they're on. I thank God for Sister DeLorean and her husband and their five children. Thank God that, you know, she was dealing with a little something today then. But we thank God for her, pressing her way to get on. We are thankful for our One Lord family. We are thankful for each one of you that are on with us on Bible Storyland this morning. And, you know, the scripture in Malachi 4:6 says, God will return the hearts of the parents to the children, to their children, and he will return the hearts of the children to their parents, or else he will come and strike them with destruction. So I thank God, you know, God is doing miraculous things. Even though the coronavirus is going on and, you know, people are going through different things, but I thank God that he is faithful. Even through this time, he's very faithful. He's turning the hearts of the parents back to the children and the children back to the parents. You know, so while they're shut in, they can reconnect. You know, sometimes in the busyness of our lives, we get distracted. you know, parents doing this, children doing that, children in their room, the parents over here doing that. But we can reconnect with the children, and the children can reconnect with us, you know, since we're home with them. A lot of parents are home now with their children. So, you know, they can eat meal times. You know, meal times, and when I was growing up, was very, very important. That was a time where I could sit down with my mom, my dad, my sister, and we could have a meal together. We could talk. We could pray together. And, you know, so that's the time. I pray, God, that he bring meal time together with families again, breakfast and, you know, even and snack time and lunch. And, you know, parents can let the children fix the snacks with them and the meals with them. Just take time, you know, to teach them. Boys and girls can learn how to cook, you know. So I thank God. And, you know, teaching the children how to be responsible. You know, children have masks, too. I thank God for those that, one Lord, who made masks, you know, for the children, for the adults. So, you know, you can teach your children very young, 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, wash your mask, baby. This is how you wash your little mask. You can teach them how to wash their mask. You can teach them how to wash their little socks. You can teach them how to pick up their toys and put them in the box or whatever, or put their shoes in the closet or hang up their little, you know, their little jackets or their little whatever, their little clothes. And you know, you could play games together. You know, when I was growing up, my parents were, my father was 40 years old and me, my mother was 30 years old. So, of course, by the time I was, you know, 8, 9, 10, they were even older. But they would play with me. My mama said, what you want to play? I play. I want to play jump rope. My mother was in her 40s, but she would jump, I mean, in her late 30s, she would jump rope with me. My daddy was blind. But do you know he would get on my little bicycle and ride? He said, I'm not going to hit that post. So I thank God, you know, for family time. You know, you can play checkers with your children. You can play ball with them. Can't go outside, roll the ball to each other, bounce the ball. You know, you know, you can have fun together. You can have prayer time together. You know, we can have study, Bible study together. You know, look at Demia. You know, I'm sure her mom or her dad helped her with that message. They were searching the scriptures together. So, you know, we can search the scriptures. We can teach our children to memorize scriptures. So don't forget, this is a time, you know, for families to get together, you know, to come together. So, you know, I thank God for each of you this morning. We have some people on with us this morning from Jacksonville, from New Orleans. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she would pray a special prayer for, you know, for those who've lost loved ones to the coronavirus. And I'm also going to ask, I believe Tekla's on with us from New Orleans. Hold on, let me check. Tekla, is that you this morning? Okay, well.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she could pray for people who lost loved ones to the coronavirus. And then, Tekla, if you could pray for people who lost loved ones to coronavirus. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. It's a nice day, beautiful day in Jacksonville. I'm looking outside. It's nice and sunny. And if I'm hearing the children's voice, God, they were the sunshine this morning also. Amen. To have children to come out and pray, sing, read scripture. Hallelujah. Deliver a message, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is so awesome just to hear that this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And even Miss Mother Fanny, heard her from her singing. So you have from the old to the young. And we just give God glory. Hallelujah. For life, amen.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory, oh God. We thank you for this day that we never seen before. Lord God, many, Lord God, if we call their name, they can't answer the day, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in this midst of this season that we're in, oh God. We just, God, acknowledge you, Lord God, that you're our Lord and you're our Savior. You're our comforter, you're our king, and you're our peace. Oh, God, And Father, what is so devastating to not just America, but to the world, oh God, that those that you gave us, those that birthed us, those that taught us, as Sister G said, those that trained us, oh God, those, Lord God, that have reared us, oh God, are dying, oh God. Oh, and they're dying in large numbers, oh God. People in the nursing home, people in hospitals, oh God, and even now down to babies and children, Lord God. Many people don't understand, oh God, and because they don't understand, Lord God, they're at dis-ease, hallelujah. So, Father God, we come lifting up those, Lord God, who lost their loved one during this season of the coronavirus. Oh God, we pray for their hearts, their hurting hearts, oh God. You said, come ye who all are heavy burdened and laden, oh God. You give them rest, oh God. So, Father, we pray for rest for their minds, rest for their doubts, and rest for their disbelief, rest for their hurts, oh God, rest for their pains, rest, Lord God, for their losses, oh God. Oh, Father, we lift everyone up who lost a loved one to the coronavirus, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, they'll seek you for peace. Oh, God, peace that passes all understanding, oh God. That, Lord God, that after 6 months from now and a year from now, Lord God, they won't be angry and they won't be tormented by the devil, oh God, because they'll rejoice, hallelujah, God, for that their loved ones, oh God. And, Father, we know, Lord God, in this season, many died not in Christ, oh God. Oh, Father, Jesus, many died that was not in Christ, oh God. When we pray, Lord God, that those that are left behind, Lord God, will come, Lord God, to know you for the pardon of their sins. That, Lord God, that as the devils tell lies and the devil tell untruth, oh God, but they'll recognize, God, that you are not in, Lord God, taking their loved ones. But, God, but they'll seek after you for answers. They'll seek after your peace. They'll seek after your joy. They'll seek after your love, oh God, in the midst of this season, oh God. We pray, Lord God, Lord, for the children of Abashokorogoshekeremasi. Hallelujah, Lord God, they're too young to understand. We pray, Lord God, that those doubts are doubts that are still remain, Lord God, or teach and train the children, hallelujah, the way that they should go. And, Lord God, and not say that God took their loved ones, oh God, but they'll say, Lord God, in this hour, hallelujah, this virus, oh God, that their parents, Lord God, has left this side of the world, but there's still hope in Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they'll teach their children that hope in the Lord, oh God, trust in him, Lord God, that they will not turn, Lord God, to the left or the right, but they'll trust in you, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, oh God, oh God, for those, Lord God, that are in the nursing home, Lord God. Oh, so many people on there, they say, we can't say goodbye. I bind every spirit of torment, every spirit, Lord God, of grief, every spirit, Lord God, that is not of you. Because in heaven, Lord God, I loose a heavenly glow. Because in heaven there's no more sickness, no more sadness, no more sorrow. No, oh, God. And I pray, Lord God, that heaven will come upon those who lost those and who died through the coronavirus, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, as Jesus taught them to pray, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, O God. Oh, that they'll, Lord God, worship you and give you praise, O God. And, Lord, we'll pray that your kingdom will come upon them, kingdom of peace, kingdom of joy, kingdom of love, hallelujah, kingdom of forgiveness, O God, will fall upon those who have lost their loved ones to the coronavirus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that how to show under the bookable sick, that their joy will be made full. Oh, God, let them think of the joyous occasion. Oh, God, and not the sad occasion. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we come before your throne room in the name of your son. We bring all these families, Lord, the ones who are listening, the ones who are taking part, the ones who are connected to us through the length and breadth of this nation. We bring before your throne room, Lord, everyone who has been taken away because of this virus. Lord, you are the author and the finisher of each one of our lives. You know the beginning, you know the end. But we especially bring before you the families that are hurting. We bring the children who have lost their parents, elderly parents. We bring the young children who have lost their caregiving parents. We bring the parents who have lost their children and their brothers and sisters. Father, we thank you for releasing your healing balm over their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their soul, so that they receive your healing touch. And Lord, thank you for sending, raising up families for these people, raising up grandmothers and grandfathers for those who lost, raising up mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, especially the younger children. Lord, we thank you that when they're placed in either in families or in foster care, that you will handpick them, that you will send them into protective parents who love them and cherish them, and they will feel the love of God. They will have opportunities to know you and receive Jesus as their personal Savior. Thank you, Father, for the provision. Thank you, Father, for your comfort. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Thank you, Father, for the way that you're bringing healing into each and every life that is connected. Lord, you know everyone's hurts. You know their thoughts. You know their words. You know what's happening in them even before their words leave their mouth. Father, we thank you. We thank you for releasing your love, your joy, your peace, the servant spirits of that is embedded in Jesus into them, that you will, the Spirit of the Lord, that you will heal their broken hearts, that you will set them free from being captives of their thoughts or frustration, that you will open prison doors that of being held in anger or frustration, that you will open their blind eyes to see, not in the natural, but into the spiritual realm, that you love them. Thank you, Lord, for pouring your love and joy and peace. Thank you for pouring your goodness into these families and your kindness and your self-control and your peace and humility and faith, Lord, and hope. Hope to know that you have never left them nor forsaken them, that you'll be with them all the way in a double way, Lord. For you, your promise says you'll be a father to the fatherless. You'll be a husband to those who are widows and single ones. You said you will take care of them. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for, we bring that promise before you. As in Jeremiah 1:12, you said, bring my word before me, I'm compelled to answer. We are bringing that word, your promises, before you. And we ask you, Lord, and we demand from you, and we believe in you, that you have already answered our prayers, that you have put a blanketing of favor around this family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for your faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Tekla, for that awesome prayer. Appreciate it. Yes, our hearts go out to those who lost loved ones to the coronavirus, and we're thanking God for their joy returning when the Lord, you know, say so. They'll be returning back to joy. They'll remember the good times that they had together. So I thank God. Well, we know it is our God who is very faithful to us. He's with us. But you know what? God wants us to focus on him during this period of time. So let us begin to focus on God, not on the virus so much. Let us begin to praise God and honor him and give him glory. You know, while we're shut in, we can just praise him and pray to him and thank him and listen to him, because he's speaking to us, and he speaks all kinds of ways. He speaks through the written word. He speaks to us in our spirit through his Holy Spirit. So there are different ways that God speaks to us. Even sometimes, you know, he may have somebody call you and tell you a word or whatever it is, God is speaking. So listen, listen, listen. I thank God it is prayer time on Bible Story Land. So we have some prayer warriors on with us this morning. So I thank God. I'm going to unmute all the lines, so anyone who needs to ask for prayer, prayer request, you can ask for your prayer request. So I thank God this morning. My sister in the Lord, Vivian, is on with us from Metairie, Louisiana. So I thank God for each of you that are on with us this morning. And I'm going to ask Pastor Donna if she has any more prayer requests. You know, we usually pray for her husband or family or church. Pastor Donna, do you have additional requests?
Will you please pray for the morticians here in Paducah? They are awfully, awfully busy. We have one particular funeral home. This is Pettus, P-E-T-T-U-S, Pettus Rowland. Pettus Rowland Funeral Home. Pettus Rowland. For those workers.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she will pray for you and also for this for the morticians at the Pettus Funeral Home and the morticians all over the world. All right, Prophetess Lawson.
Sister G, I thank Sister Hawkins for that. Because we don't think, I know many morticians, especially in Charleston, South Carolina, I don't know much here, but many of them are safe. And many of them, they'll tell you, they hate when something dies tragically. And even though they have learned how to put aside certain things, but don't stop them from feeling and hurting, just like everybody else, they just are able to put out a brave front. So, Father, on today, Lord God, we lift up all those who work in mortuaries. Oh, God, and even mortuaries, even in Italy, Lord God, and China, oh, God. Oh, God, we just lift up those in Iran, Iraq, oh, God, all over the nation, even in the African nations. Lord God, coronavirus affected every continent. Lord God, even if most people don't know, even Antarctica. Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just lift up our mortuaries, oh God. Oh God, and those, Lord God, who have this unoverwhelming task, Lord God, not only just to bury the dead, but this time not even come in contact. In the nature and the way that they would have either dressed the body and do things with the body, because, Lord God, the virus can live, hallelujah, even days after. Father, we, oh, God, be a protective shield about us. Hallelujah, around your morticians, oh, God. Let no harm or danger come nigh the dwelling, oh, God. Oh, Father, we plead the blood over them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the midst of this hour, oh, God. When they, Lord God, like to, Lord God, make sure, Lord God, the body is well-dressed. Just like Mary Magdalene, who wanted Jesus, Lord God, body to be well-dressed, oh, God. We recognize, Lord God, you are in the operation of the mortuary, oh, God. Hallelujah, God, because, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus' body was well-dressed. It was anointed, Lord God, for death, oh, God. And so, oh, God, we lift up those, Lord God, that had died. I don't know why I didn't think about that when you asked me the prayer. We think about all those that had died and all those, Lord God, that even can be buried or handled by a mortuary, oh God. They were burned, they were incinerated, oh God. There are people who were Oh God, there was people, Lord God, nobody can come and claim the bodies. They said people came into the mortuary, into the hospital. The only thing they could do is take down their name and ID, hallelujah, because they don't know who to report the bodies to. And the mortuaries were the only place that, oh God, forgive this nation, forgive this world for backsliding on you, Lord God. Oh God, I know Sister G, I'm going off, but oh God, if we just understand, oh God, hallelujah, because what the coronavirus is because the earth has sinned. The Bible says the earth is groaning, hallelujah. Hey God, I'm a show called about the end of the sea. Oh God. Oh, Father, forgive us, Lord God. Oh, every country, every nation, Lord God, for not worshiping you, not giving you glory, not acknowledging you. And, Father, Lord God, as a death angel ride, oh, God, we plead the blood. Oh, over every pastor, oh, God. Oh, the Sister Donna Hawkins, every pastor, every prophet, every teacher, those that are in your church houses, oh, God, because the death angel rode, even the church house, oh, God. We lift up Albany, Georgia, Lord God. For, oh, God, for the pastor died, the musician, God, the lead singer, hallelujah, died. Oh, God, all of my Shonda, God, forgive us, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for those that you kept behind, like Pastor Donald Hawkins, oh, God. Oh, and those of the Missionary Baptist Church, oh, God. Keep them, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. Hallelujah. God, let your glory be revealed even more in their life, oh, God. In the season where we have to be at home, oh, God. Let them teach and train their children, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, encourage their children, Lord God, and you, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that when we all can come back into the sanctuary, oh, God, but not those that was a part of Sister Donna Hawkins' church, but let the whole neighborhood come running. Running and say, Lord, we yield, no other help we know, Lord God. Let them come, Lord God. Oh, from all around the world into a church house and say, Lord God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for acknowledging you, Lord God. Oh, bless Mr. Hawkins too, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you put your hands on him a couple of years ago. And we, Lord God, we bind every form of satanic force. We, what the doctors say, pre-existing conditions. God, we seal the man of God in the blood. Oh, God, we put a blood block around him, Lord God. No spirits can operate, oh, God. Oh, Father, when the church house get back together and or when he able to go back into the hospital and pray for the sick and the shedding, oh, God, we put a blood hedge around him. We say no death can come nigh his dwelling. Hallelujah, Satan, you couldn't take him the last time. You can't take him anytime soon, for he has work to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, use Minister Hawkins for your glory, oh, God. And bless her children. Bless their children. Be a shield about them. Lord God, when we say all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we have Mother Fanny.
Give me help, Lord.
Mother Fanny, you still there?
Uh-huh.
Can you pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, her grandbaby, and she's working with senior citizens. Can you pray for her? Jackie, is there anything else you need us to pray for? All right. Pray for her mother, Jackie Travis.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I didn't quite catch up.
Can you pray for me?
Yeah, Jackie, do you need anything else prayed for other than the usual?
I just pray for my safety now while I'm trying to.
Okay.
Okay. Miss Maddie.
Hi.
This is Sister Chlorine Brown. I'm sorry.
Father God, you know her needs. And the
in the name of Jesus. I ask you to be with each and every one of them in her family. I ask you to lead them and guide them the true natural way you want them to go. In the name of Jesus. I pray you'll keep them covered in your precious blood. In the name of Jesus. I pray you'll never leave them in the name of Jesus. I pray you'll be with them in the name of Jesus. Whatever's going on in their family, you know all about it. You can fix it and you can make it all right. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to be with them. Never leave them, never forsake them. And then draw them close to you. Well, real close to you. Help them pray together. Help yourself and all her family together. Pray in prayer in the name of Jesus. This is praying time for us all. We all going through some hard times. But we all got to get together and call on our help. There ain't nothing in this world too hard to do at all in the name of Jesus. We just have to call on it. We just have to listen to it and call on his name. Have mercy on us, Father. Without you, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. But with you, we can go all the way. Father, help us all. We need God. We cannot make it without you. We cannot make it without our Lord Savior. He died on the cross to save us. We can have life abundant. And we got to give him the praise. And God knows we got to give him the glory. We got to give everything we got. We got to raise our children, our younger race, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. We got to teach them, show them, and help them understand what it's all about. God is talking to us, y'all. We got to get together. Just like he wants us to get it. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy what's going on in this world. Have mercy on our spirit in the name of Jesus. This is what I've been coming here. Father, we need. We can't make it over in this world without you. That should move Satan out of our way. We can just do the same we all have to do. Father, I thank you for this, Lord. I thank you for each and every one of us inside. In the name of Jesus, all our sisters and brothers, help us love one another. Be there for one another. Help one another. Come together. This is what it's all about. For us to get together. Come together. And love one another. Be there for one another. Help one another. Don't go against one another. We got to do what Jesus said. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. All right. Is anyone who have any prayer requests this morning? Anybody have any prayer requests? Anybody else prayer request? All right, well, Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for... Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have a request.
Okay.
The Lord has been asking me really, he has been showing me that this coronavirus is not just a plague, but this is an attack against our nation. And that there are forces of darkness in different countries that are involved, and they're actually trying to bring a destruction to our country economically and socially and with our beliefs and things. So I think as a nation, we need to rise up as believers and declare that Satan's plans will come to nothing. And God's plans for this nation will prevail. And the people who have been, who have not been walking with the Lord, they'll be shaken out of their lethargy. And especially the Christians who call themselves Christians will acknowledge that our God is holy and powerful, and their knees will bend and their tongues will confess that he's our God.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes.
All right, all right. So Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for that prayer request?
I too hear and see that to be true. Sister, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know whether I unmute myself. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, Lord God, in this hour, oh God, from, Father, we thank you. And, Lord God, you said if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Lord God. But, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in this hour, we see, Lord God, that man, that the prayer warriors, the intercessors, those who know you for the pardon of their sins, need to seek your face, Lord God. We need to get on our knees and pray, Lord God. We need to cry out between the porch and the altar, Lord God. And, Lord God, as Abraham stood in the middle, Lord God, praying, Lord God, for the souls that even was in Sodom and Gomorrah, oh God, recognizing, Lord God, as Moses prayed, Lord God. Moses prayed for the children of Israel, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in this hour. First, Lord God, we speak to those, Lord God, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And, Lord God, we thank you that the human body inhouses the church, oh God, that we pray that their ears will be attuned, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this hour. And the Spirit of the Lord said, turn your hearts back to me, oh God. And I pray, Lord God, that the people will hear God's calling and God's knocking, Lord God, and they'll yield themselves, oh God, and they'll fall on their face and pray, Lord God. Oh, God, Lord God, not just as the Muslim pray, but, Lord God, as the children of Israel, they will fall prostrate on their face, Lord God, and pray, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that your glory will fall on America, Lord God. Your glory will fall on India and China and Japan. Oh, God, your glory shall fall on England and Russia and Germany, oh, God. And, Lord God, the small country of France who have turned their backs on you, that allow prostitution, that allow so many ungodly acts, oh God, but every country, Lord God, that has turned their backs on you, Lord God, hallelujah, and even Italy, oh God, Lord God knows, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that the Catholic Church is not a true way, but God, we pray, Lord God, that their hearts will be turned, Lord God, in every place that the Catholic Church has placed themselves, oh God, that they, Lord God, will be filled with the impartation of the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, and we thank you, and we welcome the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the rest, rule, and abide on every continent, and every land, and every country, and every nation, the ethnos, oh God. We pray that the Holy Spirit will breathe upon, hallelujah, the world again, Lord God. And just like he breathed upon the world, Lord God, in Genesis 1 or 2, that life will start taking place. Lord God, and mankind, Lord God, heart will be turned back to God, Lord God. And Lord God, as that go take place, oh God, we pray for the warring angels, oh God, that they will go forth, Lord God, as the people pray. And they'll war against the spirit of pain, Lord God, the spirit of panic, oh God. They'll war against the spirit of Sennacherib, oh God. They'll war against, Lord God, every deceiving spirit. They'll come against every spirit, Lord God, every door-opening spirit that bail out from all the Baal worshipers, Lord God. We shed every door, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, because just like the plague came through, Lord God, in Egypt, oh God, we recognize that this is a plague, oh God. So we come against every stick and net person who won't turn, Lord God, and won't change, Lord God. We say, let your neck be broken and break it, oh God. We come against the spirit of Leviathan, Lord God. We come against every spirit that rise up from the water, Lord God, from even the octopus, Lord God, and every, Lord God, the queen of the coast, Lord God, that sits on the African coast. We bind every spirit and every principality and every powers that's trying to rule at this hour, Lord God, every demonic force, Lord God. Now we charge the angels to war on behalf of the Christians, those who are believing in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that there will not only be a war in the heavenlies, oh God, but Lord God, as people pray and intercede, that there will be a war on the earth, oh God, for the lives and the souls of the people, Lord God, that every nation, oh God, we're calling for intercessors, we're calling calling for prayer warriors, oh God, to war against every demonic forces that's attacking the land, oh God. For Father, Lord God, he said, who shall I send? He said, and Jesus said, I'll go. And Lord God, as we, Lord God, being made in the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ, oh God, that we, Lord God, will go in the war, oh God. I thank you even on the other night, Lord God, when I was preaching, Lord God, Hezekiah, hallelujah, called for the prophet and the priest, oh God. So God, in this hour, we call for the prophet and the priest, Lord God, that hallelujah, sit between the porch and the altar, Lord God, and pray like never before. Father, that's one thing, Lord God. Lord, for all these pastors that don't worship and all these pastors that don't pray, for Lord God, that won't even get in their congregation, Lord God, and worship you, Lord God. We pray for a turnaround, Lord God, that, Lord God, that they will no longer head the church if they can't give you glory. They will no longer head the church, hallelujah, if they want earthly praise. They will no longer head the church, oh God. But, Lord, give us true pastors, oh God. Give us pastors after your own heart, oh God. Pastors, Lord God, that will cry out for the people, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We take apostolic and prophetic authority, oh God, that against every spirit, Lord God, that will block the church, Lord God. In the book of Acts, oh God, they sent people out. They sent teams of hosts, hallelujah, out, Lord God. And Lord God, to shut down the church, oh God. So Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, that your church will again rise up, oh God. Your church will rise up from the ashes, oh God. Your church will rise up from the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Your church will rise up, Lord God, and take us dominion, Lord God, on earth, oh God. Because, Lord God, you said you want your will to be done on earth, oh God. So, Lord God, we come praying, Lord God, that in this hour, Lord God, every spiritual force and every demonic force that's coming after your kingdom, Lord God, will suffer and fall, Lord God. Lord God, we declare, Lord God, hallelujah, shout it up, a quotable shake it, everybody. Lord God, that every bit of Satan kingdom, Lord God, that we who are Christian realize that we're part of a kingdom. And we shut down the kingdom of the devil, oh God, and every satanic force, Lord God, that's coming against God's people, coming against the economy of America, that's coming against the children of America. Every spirit of grief, every spirit of depression, every spirit, Lord God, of warning, oh God, we come against the spirit of division, oh God, who will put one race over the other race, oh God. We shut down every demonic hold, Lord God, that is attacking the mind and attacking, the, Lord God, the souls of man, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, we know that, Lord God, people need jobs today, but we shut down the spirit of greed, oh God. We come against the greedy spirit, but God, Lord God, you said render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, oh God. So, Lord God, that people got mortgages, people got bills, oh God, that need to be paid, oh God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. As the nation reopen, as every nation turn to open, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, we will not open because of greed, but we'll open up, Lord God, for caring for one another, oh God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that your glory be revealed, oh God, that men will use wisdom and knowledge, oh God, as you have ordained it to be. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you'll pour upon us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Lord God, that we may walk in understanding, oh God, for what you're calling us to do in this hour, that what you're calling us to live and what you're calling us to say. Father, we pray, Lord God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Sister G. Oh, Jesus. We pray. Hallelujah. To every thing that the Satan is sending to us, we send it back to the sender. We thank you, Lord God, that every demonic force, every demonic points that's trying to touch every aspect. Lord God, these Apostle Walnut called it seven mountains. But Lord God, we everything of the TV industry and the internet industry, Lord God, that is demonic, shut it down, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that on Sundays people will go to more people will be in a football game and Lord God than in church, oh God. We thank you for shedding it down, Lord God, that we all, Lord God, have this opportunity to fellowship and spend time with our families, but most importantly, spend time with you. So, God, we give you all the honor and we give you all the glory. And we say, come, Lord, come. Come, Lord God, and let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And we give us this day, Lord God, that we were able to feed on your word. And feed on your love, and feed on your joy and peace. I speak peace, Lord God, that passes all understanding to the world, Lord God, and joy, Lord God, like never before, that we will have the joy of the Lord, that we'll be renewed and be reshapen in your image, O God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hold up, O Shia. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for your prayers, prophetess. I thank God for you pouring your heart out to pray. Well, we have Vivian on with us. Vivian, are you? Can you pray this morning for the senior citizens?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh. Lord God, you, oh God, have allowed your people, oh God, to get to a certain age, God, in their lives where they can be called seniors, oh God, because we just thank you, Lord God, for the years that you have given grace, oh God, that has been provided, wisdom, oh God, that you have invested, knowledge, oh God, oh Father God, those that have kept the faith, hallelujah, those that have desired not to turn back, oh God, those, oh God, that have pioneered the way for others, oh God, we thank you for them, oh God. We thank you for never leaving them nor forsaking them, oh God. We thank you that you didn't give up on them in their early age, but you let their days roll on, God, oh Father, for a purpose and a reason. And we thank you for that, dear God. Thank you, Father God, for every senior, God. We celebrate those that have made their nineties, like Mother Fanny and Mother
Lydia,
the one, Lord, that be's on the line, God. We just thank you, Father God, because, oh God, it's not about them. It's what you are doing, God. And many across the land, God, that have lived to 100 and something, God. God is by your grace, God. And God, we just thank you for it because, God, we can look at them, God, and see what you are doing, God. And we thank you for that, God. That, oh God, we can look forward, God. Oh, God, to what you're doing in our lives, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, you provided for them, God, when it seemed as though it couldn't be no way, God. And we thank you for that, God. Oh, praise your name. Father, we pray that our young people will look and understand and see what you have done because of their obedience, oh, God, that they have desired to be obedient, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. All this, oh God, the hoary head, oh God, is for a purpose and a reason. You said, Lord God, oh God, when we see the gray hairs, a sign of wisdom, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for it, God. Oh Father, thank you, Father God. Oh Father God, we pray, oh God, no matter how the enemy fought them, oh God, they plowed through and won the victory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, they can shout, God, victory is mine, oh, God. Oh, God, they can proclaim your goodness, oh, God, or how you brought them through, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you steady showing us, God, great and mighty things, God. Lord God, that our eyes are fixed upon you, oh, God. And, oh, Father, as we keep our eyes fixed up on you, you're going to carry us all the way, God. Oh, we won't look to the left nor to the right, oh, God, but look full in your wonderful face. Look up toward heaven when we're coming to our help, because all of our help comes from you, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, oh, God, for your rich mercies, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, God, for what you do, because when you do it, God, as we know, it's all good. So everything that you have done for us is good. And we give you thanks and praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you for those prayers, Minister Vivian. She has a blog talk radio program as well. She comes on Sunday nights at what time, Sister Vivian, Minister Vivian?
7 o'clock Sunday night.
Okay. 7 o'clock. What's the call-in number?
1-714-409-0578.
Okay. All right. 0578. Okay. 1-714-409-0578.
Right.
God's favorite. So.
Yes.
Clock her time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So join us. She has an awesome program. I thank God for her. I thank God for her diligence. And on Tuesday, she and I and others pray for the children of the world. So I thank God for her. Amen. I thank God for each of you. Now, is there anyone else who needs prayer? I have all the lines unmuted. Anybody else who needs prayer before we go? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. God loves you. I love you. He's an awesome King, a mighty God. We are honoring the Father, daily honoring him, daily giving him glory. We're his people. We're called by his name. We're turning from our wicked ways. He's hearing our prayers from heaven, and he's healing our land. So I thank God for each of you. Anybody has an announcement before we go off? All right. Well, we will
Can
be
I
on
share
next.
Something?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Can I share something that the Lord asked me to share with my friends, which I've been doing? Last week, the Lord said.
Can you
that,
make it brief? Can you make it brief? Thank you.
Yeah, it is something that everybody has to do.
Okay.
So he showed me that our land needs healing. Like my people who are called by my name, if they humble themselves and repent and seek my face, I will heal this land. So he said, the word has the power to heal this land. So he told me to call people at different states and different cities and read the word over the telephone. So I have been calling my friends, and we pick up either a chapter or a book, and every day we read certain. I will read one verse, they'll read one verse. We have been reading the word over the telephone. And he gave me this vision that when we read the word, I saw like a red ray going from me to Michigan, like a radar going from me to Ohio, me to Texas, to Oregon, to New York, to all over the country, and even to my country. And he just wants us to read the word. So the satellite will pick up the word and release it into the air of this country, and that word will bring healing.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister
Amen,
Tekla.
G. Amen.
Something, yes?
This is Sister Gigi. I would like your friend to make an announcement, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I would like to invite everyone to come to join me with other people to pray for the world. I'm also an Black Talk Radio every Monday at 6 p.m. My ministry is Demonstration of God's Power Prayer Ministry. So come, is the same number as Sister Vivian, Minister Vivian. 714-409-0578. You will be blessed. Come and pray for all of us, and including the world, for the world. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Minister Gigi. Gershon Marchand, how do you say your last name, Marchand?
Marchand.
Marchand. Okay, thank you so much. She said demonstration of power. So Mondays at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. my time, 6 p.m. their time. So join her to pray with others, pray for others as well. Thank God. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. She also wrote a book. What's the name of your book?
My Spiritual Journey. And I'm also on Facebook, the prayer ministry also on Facebook. They can visit me and just play, you know, listen to the playback. Just go to Gertha Marchand, and then you found me and then you listen to the prayer, and then I need your feedback, and I need your, really, I need your encouragement. Come and pray. I have an accent, but it doesn't bother you. So come together and pray for the, you know, before the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gigi. We appreciate you. Well, we're going to close out now. Well, God save the same. We'll be back on next Saturday, May 2nd. It will be Senior Citizens Day. So I want to tell you, we'll be on at 9 our time, 8 o'clock Eastern, Central Standard Time. So I love each one of you. You already know God is an amazing God. He loves you so much. He loves you more than you can even imagine. His love is, oh, my God, so awesome, so powerful. So I love you. Talk to you all next week, if not before. God is awesome. God is mighty, and he is most powerful. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, continually praise our God. I thank God for Sister Tekla telling us to call our friends all over and read the scriptures with them, and God is going to do some awesome things. So I love each of you. Look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday. God bless you. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you all. Love y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God I serve. What an awesome God I serve. Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go shop outside. Thank you.